And so I started to name this talk today and the class that I'm teaching on Wednesday, Ephatha. But I thought I should explain how that unfamiliar word came to my consciousness first. I was listening to a training module and multitasking, and the word Ephatha caught my attention. Ephatha is Aramaic for be opened. And so I continued to listen, and the scripture really resonated with me. You see, the scripture was from Mark 7, 34, 35. They brought a man to Jesus who was deaf and mute to be healed. And Jesus looked to the heavens and took a deep sigh and said, Ephatha, be opened. And at that, the man's ears were opened and he could speak plainly because his tongue was loosened. Well, that scripture resonated for me because it was the summary of the last 20 years of my life. So this is a story of my learning to be open and divine connections and interventions. Now I'm going to go to my notes because it's complicated. I don't know which mic to use. Is this one?
Yeah, set that one.
Okay. In 2001, I hit a rough patch. Boy. I was in a place of deep despair and darkness, and I suffered from depression. I didn't believe that my life was worth living. Fortunately, I had the help of some wonderful friends, spiritual guides, my family, and several years of therapy. When I began to see myself having a future, my therapist said to me, "You are completely open now." Well, that became my mantra. I'm open. And my friends in DC and Maryland can attest to this. If there was a workshop or a training or a retreat, my response was, I'm open. It kind of became an inside joke. Well, we know what Donna's gonna say. She's open. Around this time, I whimsically shared with my spiritual advisor that I wished I could find a way to help others by combining spirituality and psychology, because that's what saved me. And he said, there's a program for that. It's called pastoral counseling. And so at the tender age of 53, yeah, I went back to school to become a counselor. And I continued there until 61, when I earned a PhD in pastoral counseling. And it was all because I said, I'm open. When I was in school, I was introduced to mindfulness, and I became an avid follower of Thich Nhat Hanh. Mindfulness, meditation, and following the breath to go inward shifted my consciousness. You see, I came to spirituality and cognitive empowerment to heal myself. During this time, I was also searching for a church home, and I joined the Open Church of Maryland. And there, I led a class on mindfulness and meditation. And so after I moved here, the pandemic hit, right? And so my church in Maryland reached out to me and said, "Anna, we need something. Can you do meditations? Can you help us? And we'll set it up on Zoom." Now, those of you who know me know I'm intimidated by technology. See, old school. But I did it anyway. I said, yes, I'm open. And for the past three, I guess it's going on 4 years now, we've had guided meditations on Zoom. And they've evolved from my reading a script to incorporating music and now sound healing. So you see, that's the full circle. I'm back in school, so to speak. I'm pursuing, understanding, and learning more about sound therapy. So that's why I was listening to the training module that brought me here today and inspired me to share my journey with you. There are two descriptions in the Bible of how Jesus healed. In the verse Mark 7:34, Jesus sighed deeply when he healed the deaf and mute man. The other description is when he came to the grave of Lazarus. It is said that Jesus groaned in the spirit. To sigh or to groan is to breathe deeply and exhale with a vibrational sound. In most meditative practices, we use the breath to release tension, calm the body, and go within. The deep breath that's described in the scripture is like the ocean breath in yoga, or intoning the sound of Om with the exhale. In sound theory, the vibrational sound of deep breaths and instruments such as the singing bowls channel the healing power of the universe. You see, Jesus healed in a state of divine connection with the universe. Ephatha, be opened. In the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary, Ephatha is defined as an inner freeing, healing thought or word of the Christ that releases all tensions in consciousness and opens the mind to spiritual receptivity and wholeness. Let's just think about that. The release of all tensions in consciousness, mind and body open to spiritual receptiveness and wholeness. I'm sure that many of you right now are making some connections with your own spiritual practice. You may be saying, well, that's what I do. Or you may be saying, that's what I would like to do. But we're all on the same path together, aren't we? Right? Yeah. And so there's some more connections to this scripture, to my personal life. Jesus healed the man who was deaf, and his ears were opened. Well, metaphysically, what does it mean to be deaf and then have your ears opened? This is hard. Narrow-mindedness, prejudice, and bias can block our ability to hear and be present with others. When these blocks to listening exist, we might as well be physically deaf. When I was teaching counseling students, I emphasized the importance of addressing personal bias, particularly when sitting with clients from a different race or cultural group. But also, different perspectives and experiences within the same ethnic group can be overlooked by counselors, and they can make assumptions and preconceptions, leaving the client feeling unheard and misunderstood. So I encourage my students to be open to different perspectives and to expand their view of the world. I ask them, are your interactions limited to people who look like you? Do you attend cultural groups, events, music, dance, art shows that represent cultures other than yours? What are your sources of information for current events and historical perspectives? Are they the same source? Is it always one source? Although these questions were for counselors in training, I believe that they are relevant for all of us as we seek to be more open and truly hear one another. The last part of the scripture brings me to the present. Jesus healed the man who's described as mute or unable to speak clearly. His tongue was loosened and he began to speak plainly. Well, what does this metaphor mean? His tongue was loosened. Well, for me personally, it means releasing the emotional blocks and mental entanglements that have caused me to remain silent in the past. I used to keep my thoughts and ideas and inspirations to myself. Perhaps it's my stage of life or the road I've traveled that has made me more willing to speak freely. It could be a welcoming community or my family life now. I'm not sure, but I do know this. I am continuing to grow and learn. In training to be a prayer chaplain here at Unity Renaissance, I had to learn how to pray out loud. And that was a hurdle for me. But with every opportunity to be in prayer with you, I find that my words flow more easily from my heart to my mind to my lips. I am present and open. Last year, we studied the book, Divine Audacity. In it, Linda Martella Wissett refers to speaking with spiritual authority. She describes it this way: I become completely interested in what is important, what will uplift, what will provoke, and what will inspire. I become interested in presence. I hope to bring this spirit of presence and openness to the class on Wednesday. I asked a friend to look over the outline for the class. And she said, make sure to clearly state 3 main takeaways so that people will want to invest their time. So here it is. 1, to be open to the universe and oneness with each other. 2, to listen without blocks or bias and hear with openness. 3, to speak from a place of inner alignment with understanding and compassion. That's how we will build a legacy of love in a divided world. So I want to get close to you for this. So recently, I was talking to a friend. Her name's Etta at the Open Church, and we plan our Zooms together. And we were talking about inspiration and getting divine ideas. And she said, they're like words that fall from heaven. And if we're lucky, we get to share them with others. So for me, Ephatha is a word that fell from heaven, and I'm fortunate to have shared it with you. And so now it's time for our meditation. Get settled in your seats. Breathe in. Breathe deeply. Allow. Imagine that words of inspiration and divine ideas are falling from heaven into your heart space. Allow. Listen. Breathe. What will this divine opening hold for you? Ephatha, be opened. Ashe, Ashe, Ashe.
Flow, Spirit, flow through me. As I open up to be an expression of your unfolding peace. Show, Spirit, show through me. As I open up to be an expression of your unfolding.
Beautiful, beautiful talk. Oh my gosh.